Welcome to Water Talks coverage from ACE 17, broadcasting live from Philadelphia. ACE, uniting the world of water. Water Talk is made possible by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. And now, here is your host, Todd Schnick.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Water Talk. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Pat Gallagher, one of my favorite guys in this industry. Pat, my friend, good to see you. Kicking off day one of our coverage from ACE 17.
You know, Todd, after a couple of years of being on your turf, it's nice to have you here in Philly on our turf.
Absolutely.
And really looking forward to today.
Well, based on the reaction so far, it is indeed the city of brotherly love. So great to be here in your hometown. And great to be joined now by a couple of guys who have been really great supporters of the show, and we're big fans of them and love what they're doing. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Derek Scott, Marketing and Technical Manager with American Flow Control. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, it's always good to see you. And Maury Gaston, the Manager of Marketing Services with American Ductile Iron Pipe and American Spiral Weld Pipe. Maury, my friend, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd. Pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure is always ours, gentlemen. Always good to see you. Thanks for making time to join us. Gosh, to kick things off, we're here at A17, Maury, and I understand that you guys have some really big news. Did I happen to see that American has a new exhibit here? I'll talk about all of that.
We sure do. We've got a brand new exhibit. It's 30 by 40 in size. It's got a large hanging banner to create openness. There's less product, frankly, but access to all the product line through the electronic visuals and a live connection to our website, and I'll let Derek go into some more details.
Well, nothing really more to say. It's booth 2301. Those that are here, come visit us. Like Maury said, we took the booth footprint that we already had and moved a lot of our branding, if you will, up off the floor and made the booth more inviting. It's open, very, very bright. We've got a lot of great products there. And we were also able to take and use synergies of combining common products that the two divisions make and show applications and solutions for folks.
Well, speaking of great products, Derek, when we last spoke to you back in September at the WEFTEC conference, American Flow Control had unveiled the new Alpha restraint joint on gate valves and fire hydrants. How's that product been received so far in the marketplace?
Well, sure, Pat, you're right. We launched this product last fall, and the response has been incredible. For those that may not know, Alpha is a single bolt restraint joint system. It was invented by Romac Industries. The product's available for 4 through 12 inch on our RW gate valves, as well as our iconic American Darling and Waterous fire hydrants. We're the only valve and hydrant manufacturer to offer this. It is a product that allows you to put it on pipe that has varying dimensions as well as different materials. Huge labor savings. We're a big proponent and believe that ductile iron is the material of choice. There are some applications where other materials are used, and we saw an opportunity here to kind of bridge that gap, if you will, on the valve and hydrant side.
All right. Well, just about everyone is still using that mechanical joint or MJ. How do you all plan to begin to change this entrenched mindset?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of folks don't know, but we actually invented the mechanical joint as a corporation back in 1929. And, it's something that's lasted for more than 90 years.
Wow.
Now, this is a conservative industry, but still, even that tenure is extremely long. Again, this product brings some things to market that folks needed, and that was material compatibility with different types of materials, dimensional compatibility where they could use and take into account different material sizes, whether it's going from cast iron to ductile or what have you. Being in Philadelphia, as Ben Franklin said, time is money. And so the installation factor here is a big one. It saves the installer a tremendous amount of time and money. Any folks out there that are listening, if they've not seen Alpha, they'd like to know more about it, give us a call at 800-326-8051, or you can email us at afcsales@american-usa.com. We'll be glad to get somebody out to visit with you.
So, Maury, Derek just mentioned American's development of the mechanical joint. What would you add to that?
Well, thank you, Pat. At the American Society of Civil Engineers Pipelines Conference in August, this coming summer, 2 months from now, I'll be presenting a paper on the development of iron pipe joints down through the years. And I will highlight the development of joints that have gone from rigid and labor-intensive and bolted to today's joints that are boltless, that are flexible, and have climaxed with the earthquake joint that is also extendable. And it's a very interesting trend of product development down through the years for those of us in the industry to see how these rigid, labor-intensive joints have developed through innovation and technology to be less labor-intensive, to be boltless, to be flexible, and now extendable. So it's going to be an interesting summary of the industry's joint development.
All right. So, Derek, you mentioned these features and benefits of Alpha, and they do speak for themselves. Can you go a little deeper there and give us an overview and tell us more?
Absolutely, Todd. If you were to look at the name Alpha, it's not an acronym, it's actually a name, but if you were to take each one of those letters, A, accommodates most standard pipe materials, L, less time to install, P, pre-assembled accessories, that's a big labor savings as well, H for hex head bolt restraint, there's a simple one bolt on top of the valve, it's easy to access when you're installing it, and the product itself is A, assisted by pressure. So if you were to just take and look at the 20,000 foot overview that you mentioned, that kind of sums up everything that it does for you.
You know, Maury, I just wanted to get back real quick to your forthcoming presentation on ductile iron pipe joints. I was recently on the American website in the news center section, and I noticed that there are a number of pretty impressive stories related to the use of American ductile iron pipe and American flow control gate valves, for that matter. Using the flex ring ends. Can you tell us about some of those stories and what makes that flex ring the go-to restrain joint that it has become?
Well, sure, Pat. Thank you. Flex ring is a major component of the development of iron pipe joints down through the years. It combines all the features and benefits that are necessary for dependable joint assembly and thrust restraint. It's flexible, it's boltless, it's easy to assemble. It's suitable for the conventional open trench construction methods, and it is also, because of its flexibility and great endwise capacity, very suitable for horizontal directional drilling applications. We've done HDD with flex ring joints in diameters up to 42 inches and pulls of over 1,000 feet.
All right. So, Maury, gosh, every time I come to the show and you and I have a conversation, I always learn about something new and innovative you guys are doing. What should we be looking forward to hearing more about what you guys are up to?
Well, we've got our zinc coating on display here at our exhibit. We'd love for you to stop by and look at that. A great life extension for ductile iron pipe. And we are also real pleased with the life cycle cost analysis project done by the University of Michigan and presented last summer at ASCE Pipelines, where they considered the environmental impact of various pipe materials, the operational impact, including the energy used to operate those products, considered the varying service life of different pipe materials, and resulted in a life cycle cost analysis showing the significant favorable advantages of ductile iron pipe compared to substitute pipe materials.
And now, Derek, AFC also has an EQ joint. Is that correct?
Pat, that's correct. We do. In a seismic event, one of the first things that goes are the utilities. From that, typically they're electrical, gas, so forth. Once those utilities are severed, the fires come. And all kind of rolled into that is the loss of your ability to fight those fires. So essentially the seismic event compromises the fire protection system. We saw a great opportunity to take the product that American Ductile Iron Pipe had actually invented, developed, and so forth, and take it a step further and create hydrant leads. So we've taken a 6-inch gate valve using the flex ring joint that Maury mentioned earlier, and then we put the EQ base on our hydrant. And that allows us up to 13 degrees of deflection on that total lead, if you will. And then, of course, we have plus or minus 2.4 inches of expansion. Really great news about a lot of this is that we recently had the product the EQ product tested at the Geotechnical Lifelines large-scale testing facility at Cornell. And the test results that came back validated the capabilities of this joint. They were extremely impressive. We met the ISO 16134 criteria. In general, without going into a lot of details, it proved that this joint was capable of withstanding the great majority of, I think it was a number of over 99% of the liquefaction-induced general lateral ground strains measured by LIDAR, and that occurred at a series of four earthquakes in Canterbury, Christchurch, New Zealand. Now, that has become kind of a benchmark for a lot of folks involved in the seismic industry. But what's important in that reference point is that it's documented that this joint would have done extremely well in the San Francisco earthquakes of 89, the San Fernando Valley earthquakes in 94. And this particular test is on par with the 1906 earthquake that occurred in San Francisco. So to kind of look at it from a validation standpoint, it proved that this joint is something that's going to be reliable for folks that live in these seismic areas.
All right. Well, gentlemen, true to tradition, we unfortunately don't have near enough time to hang with you and learn more about the amazing innovative work happening with both your all's organizations. So unfortunately, we're out of time. Derek, should anyone have any questions of you or want to learn more about American Flow Control, where do they go?
Well, you're welcome to give me a call. I'm at 205-325-7863 or email me at dscott@american-usa.com. We have a great news center while you're asking, and you can also follow us on Twitter at AFC@American, and we'd love to hear from folks.
All right, and Maury, where can people learn more about American Ductile Iron Pipe and Spiral Weld Pipe?
Thanks, Todd. Phone number is 205-325-7803. Email is mgaston@american-usa.com.
All right. Derek Scott, Marketing and Technical Manager with American Flow Control. And Maury Gaston, the manager of marketing services with American Ductile Iron Pipe and Spiral Weld Pipe. That's all the time we have for now. As always, good to see you here in at Water Talk. And on behalf of all of us at Water Online and Water Talk, thanks for listening. Signing off from Philadelphia, the Water Talk will be right back.
This broadcast of Water Talk has been made possible by Water Online, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. To learn more, visit wateronline.com. And we thank you again for listening.